welcome to Bird Bros, the podcast. Today, I thought that we would talk about Bird Bros, the podcast, and a little bit about who I am, because it occurred to me, funny enough, that I had never introduced myself to the podcast or really even said why it is called Bird Bros, because it is a weird name that really has nothing to do with what we talk about. And all sorts of things like that. And so I decided that I would take this opportunity to go ahead and do that way late in the game and tell you guys a little bit about everything. And in that, I also thought we would talk about finding ourselves and what that looks like for me and why it really matters. So my name is Hannah, and I am and have been your host, and have been sort of taking you through my journey. I guess the point of the podcast was to, I've started a blog, sunshoal.blog, and it really consists a lot more of bird posts and bird information, a lot more of those types of things, but also includes sort of my journey through spirituality and life through cooking and art and photographs and experiences in nature with birds and with my dog and in poetry and all kinds of things. It features like an art gallery of my own personal art and stuff like that. So all of this originated there at Sunshoal, meaning day school. And I called it that because I wanted it to be something that was pretty coined, you know, not when you searched it, I wanted it to be the only thing that came up. And sure enough, it pretty much is. So day school to me means everything you learn in every day of your life. So just daily life lessons from small things, big things, medium things, meaningless things, meaningful things, all in one place. And so day is to sun and shoal is to school of fish, which I just sort of extended. So that's where that name came from. And then I was getting ready to start this podcast, which I wanted to be more of a joining of people who weren't experts, who were just sharing from their own lived experience in whatever context they wanted. So, you know, last guest we had Janie Birch talking about music. And of course, she's not a professional trained musician or a music analyst or anything like that. She's just, you know, some girl on the street, just like me. And so we shared that. And next guest, we're going to be sharing, again, just from lived experience, some thoughts on some things as well. And so that's what I wanted this podcast to be about. And it ended up being a lot more about sort of my journey through life and the life lessons that I've learned verbalized in little bits, as you guys have heard, just because it's a lot harder to find a guest to be on your podcast when you are literally just some person and not a, you don't carry any weight in the business or whatever. So Bird Bros, the name came about because I was sitting with my partner and asked what I should name it, and that was the answer. And I didn't really question it because I didn't know what I wanted to name my podcast. And at the time, I wasn't even really sure. I don't think I even had it really conceptualized. So long story short, that's how we got here. And a little bit about myself. Like I said, my name is Hannah. I live in Louisville, Kentucky, with my 8-month-old puppy. She is part golden retriever, part black lab, but she's gold colored. Her name is Georgia. She makes a lot of cameos on the show. You guys just don't know it, or maybe you do. I'm sure I've yelled at her before. She's quite the cutie. In my free time, I do this podcast, and I also paint, write, and I pot. I'm a potter. I make ceramic arts. I take care of my many, many, many house plants. I pin insects, specifically honeybees. I beekeep, but don't worry, I don't kill any of the honeybees. I just take some of them when they have died for educational purposes. I collect little things that I like, and I journal a lot, and I like to go hiking and spend time in nature. I'm a volunteer naturalist at Bernheim Research Forest and Arboretum. I work for a local nonprofit to support mental health awareness, and I recently went back to school where I am studying biology and art. A wonderful pairing, if I do say so myself. So that's a little bit about me, and as I've lived, I've experienced, I grew up in a family with a lot of mental health issues and a lot of cultural differences. I'm half Japanese, so that added to some interesting dynamics as I was diagnosed and went on my mental health journey through high school and college and just things like that. And through that, I've suffered some trauma and some interesting experiences in hospitals and residential facilities and, you know, just regular old therapist offices and all sorts of things. And so I wanted to share sort of my experience with that, because it's been my experience that since I've been on this sort of recovery end of the journey, that sharing your voice in a peer perspective rather than hearing it from an expert who's read it out of a textbook or whatever, maybe has lived it but is doing it from that angle, is incredibly rich and incredibly fulfilling and incredibly healing. And being able to share your story, you know, whether anybody is really getting thing out of it or not, is also very, very healing. So that's sort of just sharing. Pain divides pain, and I guess I'm trying to share how I've overcome these things to kind of help provide insight and continue to ask questions and things like that. So I hope that that's valuable to you guys. And even if it's not, I feel like I'm getting something out of sitting here and talking into my phone and or computer, so that's good enough for me. So on to today's topic. We are going to be talking about finding yourself and why that is important and why it isn't important. So when I was at the thick, I guess, of my struggles with just life and mental health and even beyond mental health, I think psychology is humanity, and so it's very just universal to have these types of struggles. And I think finding yourself and that sort of thing is probably one of the more universal struggles, and it's something we all go through, from being a teenager to having our first midlife crises to, you know, whatever. And when I was younger and super depressed and anxious and all kinds of stuff, I really struggled with the idea of finding myself. And, well, for one, I hated myself, so I didn't really feel like there was much more to find. But beyond that, I felt like I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know what I was supposed to do, or I think I knew what I was supposed to do, but I didn't like that. It was very pressurized for me, you know, the feelings of all the expectations that not only our more immediate family members and friends might have for us, but that even broader that society and our culture might have for us, and those sort of like oppressive pressures that are kind of coming in on you and preventing you from having the freedom of curiosity and the freedom of wonder to sort of find it out on your own. And so I feel like in the journey of finding myself, one of the most beneficial things to me was I had to break down all that had been on top of me. So I feel like, you know, when we're born, and that's it. And then as we get older, we get covered with sheet after sheet and layer after layer of just crap and complications, not always bad, but just things that are covering us from our initial selves, from our center. And when you're little, you know, it's not really something you're able to be cognizant of or able to be accountable for. So when you grow up and you leave your point of origin and whatever, and these things start to impact you in different ways, some positive and some negative, then I feel like that's when your coverings become pretty present in your behaviors and in your thinking and in stuff like that. And so, you know, for me and for a lot of people that I know, those things manifested in insecurities and in shame and in guilt and in pressure and feeling not good enough and stuff like that. You know, just your old run-of-the-mill stuff like that. And so I think really breaking down whatever that looks like for anybody is really what was pivotal for me. And breaking down and being vulnerable and accessing that vulnerability. And if you haven't already, maybe checking out some of Brené Brown's stuff on vulnerability would be really important for you. It was for me. I first heard Brené Brown in a mental hospital in Colorado and loved her. So, you know, you should go check her out if you haven't already. Like I said, great resource, great person. Well, I don't know her, but she seems like a great person. Hopefully all the fame isn't going to her head or something. But anyway, so accessing this vulnerability, you hear a lot of times you have to hit rock bottom to really go up and to wake you up, have something shake you. And that was true for me, but something I think you don't always consider is that sometimes you have to hit rock bottom 8 times. The first time I hit rock bottom, I didn't wake up, or I didn't wake up enough. And the second time either, and on and on. And I think that's true for a lot of people. And for some people, they never wake up. And a lot of it is removing yourself from environment, giving yourself space, either mentally or physically, to kind of create this healing and stuff like that, and finding yourself. And for me, it took leaving where I was from my family and all of that and going pretty far away to try and ground in myself and gain back my voice. And that's really, I guess, what this podcast is about. It's about sharing your voice and sharing your story. And I think that's sort of what my life has become about, because I was in a place where I felt very suppressed and just disassociated from myself and from my reality. And sharing your voice is really the strongest thing you can do, and the best, most healing thing, at least in my experience. And, you know, that doesn't have to mean you're cussing people out or whatever. It's really about honoring your truth and honoring what's the next best thing for you, and finding what feels good in that sense. And it's about being rawly honest with not just everyone you know, but also with yourself. And I had to come down to some really raw honesties about things for myself, not just calling other people out, but, you know, calling myself out and calling my thinking out and being really brutally, rawly honest in that sense. And not in a, when I say brutally, I don't mean in a mean way. I just mean in an honest way. It was so, you know, a matter of unapologetic honesty, met with compassion, but met with honesty. And that was really painful. And in being willing to sit through that pain and sit through that grief and sit with it and not stay in it too long, but not leave it too quickly, and just finding and feeling out these honesties and calling myself out when I didn't feel right. Because I feel like, you know, self-awareness is a skill. I think maybe just like anything else, some people are born with a more natural talent and some people are not, just like with art or music or plumbing or whatever. But anything can be learned, and I think self-awareness is like the number one thing they should teach everywhere. And it's a skill that you can hone. And I believe that when something doesn't feel right to you, you feel it in your brain. And I think when you think negative things and say negative things, you feel it in your brain. And becoming aware of that is one thing, but becoming honest about it is another. And that's when things start to move, when you become acceptant of honest about those types of truth. And at least that was the case for me. And so I hope that, you know, going forward, as I continue to share my story with you guys and continue to have conversations with people who are sharing whatever version of their story with you guys, that you carry with you this this idea of grounding in yourself and taking everything in with awareness and acceptance, honor, and honestly, a grain of salt, because, you know, nothing. There's this Buddhist proverb that I really, really, really love, and it is, whether you're Buddhist or not, I mean, I'm not really Buddhist, I wouldn't say, but it goes, for every absolute truth, the opposite is also true. And I think that is a great perspective opener, and just really relaxes you and gets you away from black and white thinking, which is something that I very much struggle with, is black and white thinking, and I'm actively trying to work on that now, and I'm finding myself every day. You know, I don't think yourself is a point A, point B sort of thing. You're finding yourself, I think, in large part is about evolving with yourself and accepting yourself and rediscovering yourself every day and being open to that and being open to change and choosing in every moment that is what you're going to do and moving with that choice in everything that you do. So today's episode is just going to be, that's it. It's going to be kind of short. I just wanted to share a little bit about myself and about Bird Bros, the podcast, and why it's called Bird Bros and not, you know, something else. I don't even know what else I would call it, even though we don't really talk about birds ever. But maybe one of these days I will have a guest on who wants to talk about birds. So until then, listeners, thank you so much for deepening your experience with me, and here's to having the good in the day. Thanks to everyone who's been listening and supporting and sharing. This last week, we launched our very first weekly to bi-weekly newsletter. I'm not exactly sure how it's going to go. I feel like I haven't gotten a lot of reception on it, but I think I'm just going to keep going with it. And it might be weekly, it might be bi-weekly, it might be whenever I get around to it, but I feel like I'm not going to put too much pressure on it. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. It's going to feature a lot of new content, exclusive content. It's going to be sharing what happened this week, what's maybe coming in future podcasts or blog posts, and also will occasionally feature a promotion code for a, if you email it back, it will have an opportunity for different things, such as a small mail package of arts and stickers, all original by me, and things like that. And so we'll just see how that goes. I just wanted to share that with you as a little tail end, and also welcome you guys to check out my blog, sunshoal.blog. That's sunshoal.blog. If you just Google Sunshoal, it should come up. We also have a Twitter at Sunshoal, a Facebook page at Sunshoal, and you can also follow me on Instagram at hmcart13. Thanks so much for listening. Have the good in the day.